A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Brachas 13b, pagination page 26. And we start from the first of the wide lines, about the middle of the page. The first of the wide lines, at the end of the line, Tach Reish. Tanu Rabbanan. Our topic for today is the beautiful mitzvah of reciting Shema. The minimum requirement is to recite the first verse of Shema with Baruch Shem Kivod Machasol Le'olam Vo'ed, that addendum. That's the bare minimum, as we'll see. But in terms of practical terms, the entire first paragraph is considered minimum. Now, in terms of intent, how much do you have to pay attention to, and how much are you allowed yourself to kind of get distracted, or at night it would be like dozing off or whatever? So again, you have different levels. The very first sentence, where for sure we have to pay attention, otherwise you're not accepting Hashem as king if you're not paying attention, if you're just saying something by rote like a nursery rhyme. Additionally, until the verse Al Levavecha, which is midway in that first paragraph, also, it says you should be paying attention. On your heart, you should be paying attention. But the practical is the entire first paragraph, we should make the extra effort to be truly paying attention. And after that, if a person is only paying attention in general terms, reward, punishment, mitzvahs of tefillin, mezuzah, but just like in a general sense, that's considered reasonably acceptable. So let's begin with the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, those words, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Halev Divi Reb Meir. The opinion of Reb Meir is, that is bare minimum for the heart's intent. That's how much you must pay attention to, otherwise you have nothing. What do you do if you botched up? So there's a discussion whether you're allowed to say Shema back to back a second time, because it looks a little bit like you believe in two gods. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. You know, like, to take care of you, I got one Shema. To take care of you, I got another Shema. So it's brought that that's not so proper. The Mishneh Berurah says that in practical halacha, if a person didn't have proper intent and he quietly says it a second time, there's nothing wrong. He's not saying it publicly a second time, loudly. But there are opinions, I think I once saw from the Ben Ish Chai, that he wants you to recite the verses of Shema and then go back and say Shema again. You shouldn't say the verse Shema back to back. And he takes that concern quite literally, and that's his solution. But the Mishneh Berurah says, you know, you could if you had to. Amar Rava, halacha ki Reb Meir. Rava says the halacha is like Reb Meir, that's the bare minimum, that's what's required. Tanya Sumcha Zomer, Sumcha says, kalamarich be'echad, a person who uses the word echad in a lengthy way, says it in a lengthy way, ma'arichim lo yomav ushnosav, he should have a lengthy life. So he stretches it out. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. However you stretch it out. We're not so adept as to how to stretch it out, but it's a fascinating Gemara, and to realize that people do try to do this. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov uvedalid. It's talking about the Dalid. Echad. Because before that, it's not really a word. What are you stretching? What? Echad, it's not really a word. Echad, somehow to stretch out the Dalid, that's what we're talking about, to make an expression that Hashem is one forever. No matter how long you take this, no matter how long your journey is, it's still going to be Echad one, Hashem is one. Amar Avashi, Yuvavad Shalo Yachtov Peches, and be careful not to slur, not to grab the Ches. Echad, you're so focused on the Dalet that you slur the Ches. It has to be Echad. It has to be a full word in order to make this impact. Rav Yirmiyahu Avi Yosef Kamedi Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyahu was sitting in front of Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Chazi Davamarich Tuva. He saw that he's making it really long. He knew how to do this. And this Dalid sound, whatever Dalid exactly is, maybe it's closer to a tess, some people say. Echad, somehow that you could lengthen it. We're not clear how to lengthen it, the way we pronounce a Dalid, how to lengthen it. But whatever, he was doing it very long. Amale, and he said to him, listen, Kevin de Amlichte, Lamaila, Ulamato, La Arba, Ruchas Hashemayim, once you went up in your mind, Hashem rules the heavens, all the astrology, whatever, Hashem's in charge, Ulamata, and everything that goes on this world, finances, medicine, politics, everything Hashem controls. Once you've gone up, you've gone down, Ula'ar Baruchas Hashemayim, and you've covered all four directions in your mind, Sulot Tzrichas. That's it. That's how long are you supposed to go long over here? That's how long. And you're not supposed to go long forever. So there's a limitation of what you're supposed to intend when you're davening. There's a famous, beautiful line from the Kutzker. The Kutzker once asked somebody who had a lot of intent, and he really said, Shema, you know, the best way, loudly and everything. He went over to him afterwards and asked him, so what did you intend during Shema? And the guy says, well, the heavens, the earth. Kutzker says, that's it? He says, no, the mountains and the seas. He says, that's it? No, the lions, the tigers, the butterflies. He says, that's it? The guy says, I don't know, what else? He said, did you intend that Hashem is your king? He says, you're not precarious. Well, the heavens, he's king of, and you, he's not king of. So when we say heavens, earth, and everything, obviously, it means to include the person himself in a very practical way. Let's continue from the two dots. Amar Rav Nosson bar Mar Ukva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Al Levavecha Ba'amido. The words Al Levavecha on your heart, you have to be stable. It doesn't mean standing the way it is literally. Some say you're actually supposed to be sitting for Shema, but it means in one place. It means you're not supposed to be walking. It means you're not supposed to be adjusting the radio dial and picking up the telephone at the same time as you're reciting Al Levavecha, the words Al Levavecha. Ask the Gemara, Al Levavecha, Sakadaitech, all you're worried about is the two words Al Levavecha. Ela'ema ad Al Levavecha ba'amita. What we meant is, from the beginning of Shema until the words Al Levavecha, which means on your heart, to have intent, that much you can't be doing other things. That bare minimum, you can't get distracted. Mikan ve'eloch lo. After that, if you got distracted, you still fulfilled the mitzvah of Shema. Rabbi Yechanan amar kol ha'pasha kula ba'amida, and Rabbi Yechanan holds the entire first paragraph has to be stable. Va'oz de Rabbi Yechanan tamei, and that was the ruling of Rabbi Yechanan, that halacha k'rav acha, that you have to have intent for the first paragraph in its entirety. So again, as we mentioned in our introduction, there are three basic levels. There's the level of Shema itself, that verse, big intent. There's the level of Al Levavecha, until that point, not just those two words, but that entire piece. And then there is the entire first paragraph. And after that, you're kind of back to, it's an important part of davening, you should have intent, but it's not like critical that if you didn't have full intent, you would have to literally repeat it.
But moving from place to place, it should be applicable to all three paragraphs or only the first one?
The statement over here was the first paragraph. In a more proper sense, it applies to all. I believe what he's saying is to the point that you might have to repeat. There are different levels here. We're not saying you don't have to have intent by Ashrei, but it's not the same as Shema. The requirement is not the same. Okay. Let's continue. We have about another minute. Tanur Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The verse, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. That was the Shema of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. The Gemara says that he went after the Shir and repeated the rest of Shema. He recited the entire Shema later on in the day. But during the Shir, he was giving a pre-dawn session. The Gemara will explain that he just squeezed in Shema for himself, the students, it could be they slipped out one by one to recite Shema, but he was giving the lecture. He must have been going for 3-4 hours straight, and he would just cover his eyes quickly and recite Shema in just the first verse. Amale Rav Rav Chia. Rav said to Rav Chia, Lo chazino lo l'rebi demikabal lov al malchus shamayim. I don't see during the shir. He starts shir before daylight, and he keeps going until it's after the time, and I don't see him reciting Shema. And I alluded to the answer, but let's do the answer inside. Amale bar pachsi. Great one. Bishar Shema v'yodav alponav. Did you ever notice that he like covers his face? It looks like he's concentrating or whatever they were taking it to mean. Mekamu lov amalchus shamayim. What he's doing, he's accepting the Shema. That's what he's doing. You ever notice he does that? That's what he's doing. Okay? And if you skip 3 lines over here, you'll see in the middle of the line, Mahadir Rebbe Ashmaita De'ispe Yitzias Mitzrayim. And interestingly enough, when they started paying attention, they realized that Rebbe always also included a statement of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Exodus, within his shir. So he squeezed in his one verse of Shema, and in the middle of the shir, he just, what the kids today would call random, he just, and that's the message of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we should always remember. And somehow he squeezed that in, because he wanted to be able to get the bare minimum of Shema during his shir. And then after the shir, the Gemara says, he would repeat the rest of Shema to fulfill the obligation in its normative way. Yashikoach, have a great day.